Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1520, air date November 4th, 2024.
Freedom and Health Movement. And today we are excited to bring you a citizen discussion forum featuring our incredible warrior scholars from New England. So welcome to all of our amazing participants. We've got Henry, Lola, Sandy is here, Patricia, and Daniel, and Edward. So welcome to all of you. And the purpose of today's forum is to hear from real people, regular, hardworking individuals just like you. This isn't about elites and celebrities. It's about inspiring others through our bottoms-up movement, powered by everyday working people from not only in the United States, but around the world. And so we're thrilled to talk to New England tonight. So we're going to introduce everybody first. So just tell us, where you're, who you are, where you're from, your journey. So let's start with you, Henry. Share a bit of your journey with us. Who are you and where are you from?
Well, I'm residing at my seventh generation home in Ware, New Hampshire. I own businesses in Connecticut and New Hampshire, and I have been a businessman since I was 22. I'm now 84 and enjoying a prosperous crowd of people who work with me. And I have been involved in this campaign for quite a while. But in the meantime, I run my businesses every weekday and have enjoyed that and the people I work with immensely, and enjoy working with this campaign because I think it serves all the people that work for me and all the people in my community.
Well, that's awesome, Henry. And man, it's great. And as a businessman, you have to know how to keep on top of things and how they work. It's great to meet you and have you here. Let's go on to Lola. If you can tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and a bit of your journey.
Hi there. Sure. My name is Mia, or my nickname is Lola. I am from Providence, Rhode Island, born and raised. I do a number of things. I'm a daughter, I'm a mother, even though my daughter's technically an adult, but you never stop mothering. And I was a teacher. I worked as an educator for many, many years. My background is in teaching. However, now I work as in the healthcare sector, doing translation and medical interpreting. So that's a little bit about me.
Well, that's awesome. I'm a teacher myself, and you mentioned having to look after adult children. I think a lot of us, I know up in Canada, we're all looking after adult children and sometimes our parents as well. So it puts quite a strain on everyone. So great to have you here. And let's move over to Sandy, if you can tell us a little about yourself, where you're from, and a bit of your journey.
Okay, great. Hi, I'm Sandy, and I live in Massachusetts, and in Dunstable, Massachusetts. And I am in the field of education myself. I was a teacher myself and turned early childhood director for the last many years, too many to count. I also help in this election. I am helping New Hampshire as well. So I go between Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So you're doing double duty and working with young people. And that's kind of a theme that's emerging. You know, we have to leave a good world for our kids, right? We have to take a stand here with what Shiva says, what our parents and grandparents should have done, we're going to do. Let's move on to Patricia. Tell us a little about a bit about yourself, where you're from, and a bit about your journey, what you do, maybe. Sorry, clicking buttons. You have to unmute, Patricia.
We didn't. Okay. Sorry, I thought I did it already. I'm sorry. Yeah, hi, no problem. Born in New Haven, raised here now in Bridgeport, Connecticut. I reside here. I'm a single mom. I take care of my mother. I have two small children, a grown daughter. I worked in the restaurant business, retail. I clean houses on the side. I do little small yard jobs and help people out. I've done scrap metal with my father for years, sold furniture and stuff. And I talk to a lot of community people and always trying to send messages. But yeah, busy mom and now grandmother.
Well, you know, that's just amazing. You're able to do all of that, juggling all these things, a real, you know, working woman. And so, you know what hard work is all about. And that's amazing.
You did ruined it.
Let's move over to Daniel. Daniel, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from and your background and your journey.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Glenn. Thank you for the invite. My name is Daniel Louis. I was born and raised in Northern California and moved to Southern New Hampshire 6 years ago. I work in the financial investment industry. We developed a proprietary trading system and methodology by integrating multiple software programs using multiple AI algorithms based upon a single foundational concept. I'm also a leader here in New England. We all work full time and volunteer our free time to the Truth, Freedom, Health movement.
Well, that's amazing. Quite a range of people and amazing the work you do and this systems perspective that you probably have naturally connecting with what Dr. Shiva does. And as a leader in the movement also, thank you very much. And let's go to Edward. So Edward, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and bit about your background and your journey.
Okay, well, I'm actually was born in upstate New York, but I've been living in Connecticut since 1982 when I was going to grad school. I'm actually a licensed dentist, sole practitioner for 40 years now. And I got into Dr. Shiva's movement by listening to him once on a interview on radio, and I just happened to look him up and saw his swarm video. So I myself got involved and became an elector along with my wife, Anne, to get signatures for Dr. Shiva. And actually, it was really the first time I've ever done something like this. But I really felt that when I was very motivated because the presentation of the facts by Dr. Shiva, with the way he presented it, I felt it was my personal obligation as a citizen to get involved.
Well, thank you, Edward. That's amazing. And a dentist. And Edward, now we've sort of introduced everybody. Edward sort of segued into our next question. And that is what, you know, how did you first get involved with the movement, right? What motivated you to join and why are you part of this? So again, we'll go back over up to Henry. How did you get involved with the movement?
Well, I was aware of Dr. Shiva through his U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts, and my wife and I contributed to that only monetarily as out-of-staters. It didn't really occur to us to me otherwise. But at this time around, my wife brought it to my attention that he was back in the swim of things. And I too saw the swarm video and had essentially an aha moment. I mean, all the dots came together. And so the beauty of Dr. Shiva, aside from his ability to organize and stay focused and put out 24/7 days beyond any belief, is that every principal issue that I could think of or come across, he has a video that is clear, concise, and consistent. He doesn't change for his audience. He doesn't change to suit me or anybody else. And it's so unusual to have someone who is rock solid and then willing to step forward into the public space. I'm in deep gratitude that he's willing to take these risks, take this brunt of criticism that the world offers to everybody who tries to do anything important. And I think what he's doing is important, which is why I've committed to it. I've collected signatures. I've handed out the cards. I've handed out the bulletins. I volunteered to be an elector. I have worked with others who have incredible enthusiasm for his work. And I share that. And I think that we have to stand up. People say, well, why? And I say, because we need to raise, as Dr. Shiva says, the consciousness level of all of us, everybody around us, to be aware of what's going on and what isn't going on, and the various situations that need addressing by sound, honest, truthful people. And he is expressing himself through the Truth, Freedom, and Health program and others that he has offered out to all of us, to everybody. And he's making it a worldwide event, which is well beyond the scope of most anybody at this time, but offering out not to be the leader, but to sponsor getting people off the ground, get going, get into the game, and make it change. And this takes a lot of effort and a lot of work on his part. And for that, the rest of us, I think, try to do our best to keep up with him, which is a pretty frightful pace that he maintains. But I love trying, and I love doing all the parts that we've been asked to do.
Well, that's that's really inspiring, Henry. Thanks for that story. You've touched on a lot of things there, community, and the truth aspect. Shiva tells the truth when it matters and when something can be done about it, unlike so many of these grifters. And the other thing is, he bases it on, like you were suggesting, he bases it on actual data, actual fact, using sensors to gather data and actually extracting kind of truth from that, from the data and the connections. That's amazing. Let's go over to Mir or Lola. How did you get involved with the movement, and what motivated you to join? I guess you're a fairly recent sign up. That's what I heard.
I am a newbie. Like, I just signed up for the Warrior Scholar. I don't know. I just jumped in head first. I realized that I'm really behind compared to other people that attend the open houses. And so I just want to be brought up to speed. I've always liked education. And during the pandemic, I had extra time, right, to look at stuff online. And they say that, all roads lead to Rome. Well, like, everything kind of brought me to this place where I am in now, and throwing my support behind Dr. Shiva. I don't consider myself like political or an activist. I've been a lifelong Democratic voter. I voted for Bernie. But when I saw a lot of the things that Dr. Shiva talked about that really resonated, I just felt disillusioned, really, with the whole Democratic Party. And when he threw his support behind Hillary, that was like it for me. It was just like the veil came off. And there were lots of other things, like moringa oil, of all things. Mm-hmm. I had a friend whose cat was given a terminal, and she went to an alternative veterinarian who said, hey, try milk thistle and moringa oil. I had never heard of moringa oil. And let me tell you, moringa did a miracle. That cat was given less than 6 months to live. And it's now been 2 years, and the cat's still happy and thriving. And we credit it to moringa oil. So when it came across, I thought, wow, let me find out more about this for humans. That's when I came across Dr. Shiva's video. And I had heard of him before, but I just kind of dismissed him. I knew he ran against Elizabeth Warren. So I took another look at his content. And then, of course, that brought me to the Truth, Freedom, Health content. And then I got hooked.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an amazing story. And, a lot of us, including myself, were initially he gave this education, this herbal compound education, which he designed this whole cytosol system to learn about. And I'd been searching for that information forever. But now you're switching. It sounds like you're moving over to more of a all-encompassing sort of system, political, view of things. And it does take a while. It you kind of absorb it in levels, That's what I think. But yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you for an inspiring story. And it's great to have you. Let's go over to Sandy, if you can tell us about how you first got involved and what motivated you and why you're part of this. I think you've been involved quite a long time. Is that right?
I've been in probably 2020, early 2020, you know, when the so-called pandemic came about, and the lockdowns, and I'm, you know, having families divided, and the mask mandates, and I work in early education, so that was hitting me very hard to see children in masks. And you know, I didn't know enough about the body, and but I knew that, okay, this isn't right. You know, we have you know, our system within our body that's supposed to help us heal, and what they're doing was just total opposite. It just didn't make sense. So my daughter-in-law actually sent me a video a few months prior of Dr. Shiva speaking on the immune system. And I watched that during this time, and it was like, wow, who is this guy? You know, he's saying everything I'm thinking. I didn't have, you know, the education and the knowledge to articulate it. And so I wanted to learn more. And I just did the research. I found that he had, you know, the Warrior Scholar program developing, and the Foundations of Systems course available. I jumped in, and, you know, it was during that time, you know, I had these aha moments, you know, the pieces were connecting. I was, you know, I couldn't understand in the beginning when he was talking about the not so obvious establishment in his videos. But after taking that course, everything connected. And it just brought everything to the forefront. So I found, I just, you know, wanted more. I wanted to learn more. I wanted to do more. I didn't know what I could do, but I just jumped in and got involved in the U.S. Senate race. And we, that was an amazing experience in itself. And we had, you know, couple of thousand people on the ground, and you know, doing standouts. I made phone calls, I passed out cards, you know, and did like I mentioned, standouts. And then we knew he had it, and it was evident that he had it. And you know, there's a guy that they popped in there that we had no information on at all, never heard of him before. And, you know, so we realized that that point when the election got stolen by the weighted race feature, you know, that's when I started really becoming involved in trying to learn more about politics, because I was never into politics prior to that. So, so as time got on, I became a leader. I've done, you know, a lot of teaching, and, you know, with the foundation, of course, and continued on that route, and jumped in when he decided to run for U.S. President for 2024. Dr. Shiva is the most honest person I have ever known. You mentioned, Henry, you know, he speaks the truth at that time when it's happening. And, you know, we need to raise the level of consciousness of the people. I look at my children, I'm worried about their future. But I know that, you know, he has the real solutions for, like in my, video I did, the for everyday solutions for everyday problems. Sorry. So I am sticking by him and continue to learn as much as I can, and hopefully make the difference in, you know, younger people's lives and bring them to the movement as well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's inspiring. And thank you for sharing that. you definitely are making a difference, and we're all going to make a difference for the younger people. And, you know, when you see election fraud happening right in front of you, it, you know, it's like, well, someone should do something about that. Oh, I should do something about it. And I'm going to follow this brave guy, Dr. Shiva. That's amazing. Well, let's keep it moving here. Let's move over to Patricia. So maybe you could tell us about how you first got involved with either Shiva for President or True Freedom Health, and what motivated you to join, and you know, why you're a part of this.
I followed him years ago, and then I kind of lost him. And then I did detailing at an auto body shop out in Shelton, Connecticut. And then I found him again, and I just got addicted, and I knew that he was true. And I'm into self-healing. I follow the blood type diet book. I go to the farmers markets with my kids. I, you know, try to keep them off the phones, and I want better for our world. And I couldn't wait to get home to like watch his videos, and I'd like go and hide because I wanted to hear what he had to say, because I knew that he was on point with everything. And I'm out here, you know, giving out flyers and talking to people. I hang out in the parks a lot with my kids, and the beaches, and even in the grocery stores and the parking lots. No matter where I am, waiting in line for a table at a restaurant, I'm not shy to speak to people. I'm a social butterfly, and I want what's best. And I see what's going on with this world. And, you know, I'm trying to, again, like Sandy said, spread consciousness, because, and like Dr. Shiva says, it's all about frequencies. And the higher our frequencies are, you know, the more powerful we are, and, you know, we can keep ourselves healthy, because the lower they are, then we get sick. And I feel, you know, the low vibrations in people and the negativity, and I try, you know, and I've gotten like down, like a lost ambition, you know, like trying to like do stuff, but I keep going, you know, and I keep passing out the flyers and, you know, talking to people, and they don't want the flyer. I just keep it moving, and I love his movement, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. The whole, you know, health aspect, the what he's given away for free. And most of that stuff is kind of known, and kind of, I think Sandy was saying, they isolate that knowledge. This is one little molecular connection. They don't take a systems view and say, like, this is Moringa. Let's talk about Moringa. It's got all these thousand things going on. And
I give it to my mother every day.
Hour after hour after hour. Yeah, I know. It's like right in my kitchen too. Of free health to build up your nutrition, your constitution, your resilience, and getting involved is like burning off that, well, truth. Oh, wait, transport, conversion, storage. You got to get moving, right? That movement sort of kicks everything and catalyzes everything. But we want to give back, right? We don't want to just take from this guy who's so generous. We want to give back, right? So thank you for that inspiring story. Thank you very much. Let's move over to Daniel.
You're welcome.
How about you, Daniel? Can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved and what motivated you, and maybe what, not too much because that's kind of question three, but some of the things you're doing now.
Well, okay. I first met Dr. Shiva about a year ago. A few months before I met him, I listened to several interviews that he had, podcasts with various interviews. I said, wow, this guy sounds too good to be true. And everything he said resonated with me. He was a whole package. So at that time, I said, well, I'd like to meet this guy. So I heard that he was going to have a seminar in his office down in Cambridge. So I went down there and met him personally. We spent a few hours together after his lecture, and met his wife, his partner, Michelle, and met the two dogs, Geronimo and Sequoia, and it was great. So joined up, signed up for the course, Warrior Scholar course, and learned about his system science course. I really feel that it's the most powerful tool. It provides us a solid foundation for any application in life. I would say, please don't miss this opportunity to learn directly from the master. The handful of elites pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to learn this from an institution like MIT. They use it for their own benefit, their own power, profit, and control. The 8 billion of us can learn this to improve and implement the truth, freedom, health. Unfortunately, you know, there's no shortcuts. We have to put the time in to learn it and then apply it on the ground to build a bottoms-up movement. I picked up Dr. Shiva's book, Systems and Revolution.
Yes.
Inside the book, next to his picture, he inscribed the words, heaven on earth and be the light. Now, we're truly blessed. He's a highly evolved spiritual being that truly loves mankind. Just look at his entire life. All his actions are focused in one direction, to right injustice, inequities. And he does it all at the right time.
Yep, 100%.
Yep, he deeply believes that we have heaven on earth, that we can have heaven on earth if each of us individually fully understand that we are the light, and collectively we can unite and become one.
Well, thank you very much. Yes. That's you packed a lot of wisdom into that, and so I hope we get a chance to
reflect back on that. Oh, thank you. I just wanted to say that that's the only way a phase transition will come about.
Correct.
When solid ice melts to liquid and liquid water becomes steam, power, profit, control will evaporate. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. And you said there's really no shortcut either, right? There's no quick fixes. It's we have to brace on the breadth and the scope of it, but we can. We've got a model for it. So that's awesome. That's inspiring, Daniela. I see we'll move on. Ryan, we'll get to you in a second. I see Ryan has just dropped in, but we'll talk to Ed, and then we'll head over to Ryan and introduce you and get a little bit of your background. But let's go with Edward. Tell us what motivated you to join, and how did you first get involved, and why are you part of this?
Well, like I said before, it all started when I heard him on the radio once, and I looked him up and I saw the swarm video. But I instinctively knew when I heard Dr. Shiva in his swarm video, I really felt and resonated in me that what he spoke is the truth, especially during the lockdown. Everything he said of how to handle the situation is exactly how I ran my life and my profession. And as it turns out, even in mainstream, everything he said was true. So now it's passing out the cards and really feel and see how this movement has been so successful. And I actually got a chance to meet him with my wife, and just knowing how he is sacrificing himself and carrying the water for all of us, I feel there's going to be so much more lasting momentum after this election.
Yep.
And I took the Warrior course, and I'll be honest, I've gone 2/3 through it, but I'm looking at so many of his past and present videos. I keep watching him so many, it keeps me from finishing the course. But there's just so much there, and I didn't realize how much he had for not just the political movement, but for our health. So that's what I've been focused on. I'm going to finish the course. And what I'm doing now is, along with my wife, I bought those 10,000 cards. I got about 3/4 of them passed out. Wow. And I'm just going to be passing out his cards. And when I have time for some of my patients who I know are pretty quite receptive, I play the shorter 15-minute swarm video on a screen in front of them, and they kind of wonder where this is coming from. And many times people see this, they go, who is this? So I give them the card, because of course the election cycle for getting signatures is gone. But now I'm passing out the cards at my office. I put them on park benches, supermarkets and everything. And I'm just looking forward to the future, because I really feel there's just so much momentum there. This is not going away. And not only is Dr. Shiva a leader for us, but he's basically a cheerleader for us so we can become the light. And I really feel that with him. I've never felt like this before, or gotten involved with something like this before. And I know it's truthful and it's right. And I'm so glad I got to meet him and to meet all you people out there, and people that, you know, all over the country and all over the world, which now it's domestically, of course, but I just know this isn't going away, and I'm just so proud to be part of it. And that's it. And to be here tonight with you.
Well, that's amazing and inspiring. And, you know, a couple of you have mentioned this kind of, let's call it a higher consciousness aspect and truth. And, you know, someone who's rooted in truth and this desire to help humanity, it can carry a certain signature, right, that you can recognize, a certain impression that you immediately can recognize in Dr. Shiva. And how can you not get on board with that? And to Edward's point, what we're doing here is building a structure. Like, we're building this global structure that can grow the right way. And let's move over to Ryan. So tell us a little bit, first of all, you know, where you're from, what you do, and a bit of your journey got you here today. And if you want, you can wind it into the second question, is how you got involved in the movement and motivated you to join.
Sure. So my name is Ryan. I actually work at a kind of a local Boston hospital in the emergency room. I've been kind of involved with the movement since, I'd say, spring of 2022. I first heard of Dr. Shiva during the pandemic with some of the lectures that he was doing. He was kind of always in the back of my head, but I really didn't, you know, see much about it until about spring of 2022 when I finally came across the Swarm video. That was really eye-opening to me. It really changed the way I thought. I feel like it really kind of restructured the way I thought.
Totally.
And since then, I kind of been on my my own little personal journey. I feel like at first on the journey, you're kind of trying to overcome the way you've been thinking and the way other people try to make you think. And you know, you slowly kind of make progress, and even to like now, it's like you see all the morals that people kind of go against, and you're trying to fight those. Just like Daniel was saying too, with the phase transition as well. You know, we're in this period in time where we're passing out these cards, and you know, I'm passing out all the cards, and I'm saying to myself the whole time, like, you know, 2 or 3% of the people that I pass these cards out to are going to see the Swarm video. And I know, you know, maybe 20% of those are actually going to get involved in the movement. So it's just a matter of time, you know, and you can feel it, you know, you feel it, you know it.
Well, we've started, we're the movement. You have to actually put things in motion to see any kind of result, and don't second guess it. Just start moving like he's doing. Well, that's awesome. And what an incredible group of people. These are workers in different, you know, aspects of life that really know a lot. They're motivated. They're caring. They're putting themselves out to help our world. They're really, really solid people, bottoms up workers movement, right? We don't need top down actors installed telling us what to do. We've got the solution right here with these people. So look, last thing we're going to ask each one of us, I mean, you know, that's like a real positive spin, right? Because I think I feel really optimistic about the future, and I think most of us do as well. So what role do you currently play in this bottoms up movement? And tell us about some of your accomplishments and how you are or feel you're making a difference. So let's start with Henry. Back up to Henry. Unmute, Henry. Can't quite hear you. There you go.
Modesty has me holding back a bit on that question. But I've enjoyed all aspects of it, the collecting of signatures. And going forward, forward is only going to be for the short term about 3 more days, and then we unopen right. We open up the future. And I think Dr. Shiva has correctly reserved thoughts on how we're going to progress, other than in the general movement. bottoms up program. It has got, as everyone on this broadcast knows, considerable momentum worldwide. I also have a residence in Canada, and so I know what the Canadians are doing and keep track of that. And they are not voting in our election, but they're sure pulling for us and pulling for Shiva and for the principles he stands for. That's the key part, I think, that he is so clear on those. There's no double talk. And so I look forward to supporting whatever he really directs us to do, because I think he's got it well thought out. And handing out, whether it's handing out cards or collecting signatures, which I've done both in New Hampshire and Alaska and Washington State, and found people very receptive, of many people just curious and then receptive and then willing to sign because they think a third choice in our system is quite needed. And I certainly agree with that. As a matter of fact, I don't see any other choices other than the one we're all working on. I think Dr. Shiva is very astute in saying the lesser of two evils is still evil. And that's why I am quite clear on thinking that Dr. Shiva is neither of those two qualities. And so hope to continue in any way that he asks. I've talked to him, as many of you have had a chance to, on the phone. I have not been to Cambridge yet, but looking forward to doing so. So I will basically be a good soldier in any way that I can. I try to influence my employees and others, but I'm very careful about that, as you can probably imagine. Mm-hmm. I do insist that they all vote and they can vote on company time, because I think it's such a paramount duty as a civilian in our society. I've served in the Army, and so I'm familiar with that side of the ledger. And frankly, I prefer the civilian side. So all I can say is that I hope others join us and the many tens of thousands that are already quietly working hard to promote the bottom up and to enlighten others, to educate others as he educates us. And that is a challenging situation, but I'm very optimistic as we turn over one rock after another and find another person who suddenly does what the others on this broadcast have said when they encountered the information and the way it was presented and the candor and the honesty. And as they learn to understand that the reason his background is such that people have asked me, why is he so angry? And he'll tell you why he's angry. He has watched injustice since he was a child.
And why aren't you angry? That's the thing I always say. Why aren't you angry? Really angry. Yes.
Exactly. No. Exactly. And there's that famous quote about, I think he was a German who said, first they came for the so-and-sos, then they came for the such-and-such, and then they came for the neighbor. And when they came for me, nobody was there because I hadn't stood up. Well, yeah. I'm standing up. I'm willing to be counted. And I know that all the rest of you are taking the same position. But I think it's paramount that we not just be apathetic about what our country's future is. We're a republic. And the Republic needs people like us to be involved.
100%. Well, incredible. And, you know, thanks for your dedication and courage going forward. Inspiration to us all. Let's head over to Mir Lola. I mean, you know, you've told us you're just kind of learning, but what, just in your own words, what's your role in the Bottoms Up movement? What are you doing? Tell us about how you're going to make a difference, or how you have, or feel you might.
Well, I don't know. I have to do something, right? When the war was going to break out in Iraq with that invasion, I said, if Bush gets elected, I'm leaving. And I did. Mm-hmm. I took my kid and we moved to Spain. But I don't have that luxury now. Yep. And the degree of depravity that I see, the corruption, the level of corruption, like I dabbled in futures trading. And it's so funny how all of the markets, the Asian, the London, the New York, how they kind of work together. And, you know, they're the central banks. I mean, there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to hide. And I'm hoping that I can make a small difference. If I can talk to one person, at least to get people who are on opposing sides, at least to get them to talk to each other, like I have been able to do. I'm now connected with other communities, with talking to people that I never would have been talking to 8 years ago. You know, you're
agreeing on a core issue, right? Like the fundamental issues in which we all agree, and then build from
exactly.
That.
Exactly. I think we have much more in common than we do with differences. And these two major political parties are pitting us against one another, creating these social issues, you know, as a distraction to keep us angry with one another. So that's it. As far as what I've been able to do, we went out today and we distributed some cards. And I'm kind of upset I got on board a little bit late. I would have loved to have been an elector in Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we just have the future to, you know, we have to keep plugging forward. And I need to learn more. So basically, that's going to be my focus. And I'm really inspired by all of the work that everyone, I mean, just the fact that he's gotten on the ballot. And that was never going to happen if everybody just threw up their arms and be like, oh, no, that's, forget about it. You know? So, you know, there's a way.
Yep. Many accomplishments already. And, you know, thanks for your vision and your dedication and, you know, educating people. That's our weapon, really. That's our bottoms up weapon. We're educating people so they won't be manipulated. Right. And they don't want us to do that. Actually, they're going out of their way. So let's move on to Sandy. So what are you doing right now in the movement and some of the things you've accomplished and how you're making a difference for everybody?
Wow. Okay. So I am the presidential elector. That was an exciting piece to be part of. And of course, collected signatures. That was a lot of hard work, but worth every moment of it. And to get Dr. Shiva on the ballot. And of course, you have the bumper stickers, the signs out. I'm a leader and have a small team that has been passing out cards. And we have thousands of cards out there. I just finished my last, finished my last 2,812 cards that I had left. So those are completely gone now. My goal for the future is to, you know, continue to with the involvement, continue as leader, get more time to dedicate and educate people and motivate people to join the movement and hopefully enlighten them to, you know, take charge of their own life and their health and join the movement and spread the word and make it grow.
Yep. Incredible work. You'll notice that Sandy used the word goal there. When you learn system science, and the swarm knows system science, they have very clear goals, and we have clear goals. Sandy's mentioned a couple. She wants to make people healthy. That's one of her goals, and there's a strategy to do that from a systems view, and to shatter the swarm. That's our goal. We're going to shatter the swarm. So that's amazing. Thank you, Sandy. Let's go over to Patricia. So. Again, I think you've talked about this before, but what are you currently doing in the movement and some of your accomplishments and how you're making a difference? Don't forget to unmute.
Sorry.
There we go. Oh, you're remuted. There we go.
Yeah. It's off. Okay. Sorry. Getting out there, like I said, talking to people, sharing it on Facebook, putting it in Messenger, just sending it to a whole bunch of people and trying my best to get the message across. And like I said, talking to people about health and everything and telling them to get on to him and watch his videos and stuff and learn from him. But as much as I can, pass out flyers, you know, talk to people,
So you're handing out flyers, you're talking to people, she's out mobilized. That's what we call being mobilized. Yeah. And takes go ahead.
No, I have my kids with me pretty much the whole time because I homeschool my kids. So my kids are with me 24/7. And even the houses that I clean, I talk to the people about it. You know, some one lady, we don't talk about politics. So I didn't say anything, but I'm not going to stop handing out the flyers, though. I keep on going to the library, making my copies. I haven't done any cards yet, but the flyers, I do the colored flyers and put them on people's windshields and walk through the park and just hand them out to whoever I can, who's ever, you know, willing to take them from me.
Yep. So again, she's mobilized. She's out there making connections, spreading the word and sending out this, you might say, Shiva talks about this too, this sort of wave of consciousness, which brings about change just by her actions and her presence. So wonderful. And let's go over to Daniel. So Daniel, you're very involved, but tell us again the role you currently play in the movement and some of the what you see as accomplishments and how you've made a difference.
Well, yes, I have to say it's a collective effort. You know, I'm currently passing out the yourself vote, the vote in Dr. Shiva presidential card. You know, I feel we are so fortunate to have a group of individuals that are dedicated to this movement. I also want to say that much appreciation to Henry. He's very modest for his steadfast leadership and support when we needed it the most. Thank you to Sandy and Ryan for the unbelievable dedication they both have. It's amazing. Also want to thank Crystal, Rebecca, Suresh for their amazing support and dedication to. Collectively, our group has plastered over 19,000 cards on automobiles in both New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
Amazing.
You know, it's all group. You know, it's teamwork. And they are here, you know, so I can't take all the credit for it. No way. You know, it's all of us. You know, we go out there. And I'd like to say some of our accomplishments are, you know, we helped Dr. Shiva in Massachusetts to collect, you know, the 20,000 plus signatures required to get him on the ballot. We needed about 10,000, but just to be on the safe side, we got 20,000. And it was really amazing. Sandy was there, we shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, I won't be able to forget that because it was 95 degrees. And, you know, I was out there for about 5 hours, not knowing about heat stroke. You know, I had no idea about that. I didn't have a hat and I wasn't drinking enough. No, I wasn't hydrating enough. So Dr. Shiva called me and asked me how I was doing. I said, well, I'm a little lightheaded. He said, oh, wait a minute. You need to get in the shade. You need to cool off and you need, you know, some electrolytes. And he said, no, you got to stop. But once I got started, I couldn't stop because it was so, you know, just got into the flow of it. And, but, you know, he's very concerned about us when we're not taking care of ourselves. So as a state leader in New Hampshire, we're able to, you know, get our electors in place and we're moving forward. I will be contacting all the people that respond to the Shatter the Swarm cards. So that's where we're at now. Thank you.
Yeah, 100%. That's our main intake. Certainly globally, we direct people to Shatter the Swarm. That's a major interface for everyone. And that's incredible work. And thank you for your dedication. And let's go over to Edward. I think you've told us before some of the things you've done, but just summarize it again. You know, what the role you're playing now, what are you up to now, and your accomplishments and how you're making a difference.
Well, just like Dr. Shiva said, basically, I'm looking forward to the continued guidance after this election cycle. And like the message that he brought about as far like voting with your conscience and not the two-party unconscious voting choices that we've been given.
Yep.
And even though professionally I treat people very intimately within my profession, it's also an opportunity to get more involved and to spread the word. And even though I'm a very social person, it just brought out more in me to spread this message. Mm-hmm. And also the fact is how important it is as a citizen and to have the opportunity to be an elector for him, what it stands for and what it's, and I'll be looking forward to taking a picture of my vote in that voting booth when I write him in, and also to feel a responsibility and difference in within myself to spread what I know is the truth. And also basically I would like to also thank Crystal, because we always talk about Dr. Shiva, but she's done so much, you know, not just the people in the movement, but as his running mate and what she stands for. I'm 100%. She's not here right now. And I think that, you know, it's always Dr. Shiva, great, but also to recognize her too. And they're just such a wonderful team. And she's got so much passion for it that you can see. So I'm just going to keep, I have the flyers. I still have a couple thousand extra cards. And this isn't near the end here. This is something that's resonated. You just know it's going to be there. And to have more of these streams with everybody and to spread the word. And it's just part of your life now, because you just know it resonates with you is truth. We've never seen something like this before in any politician. And everything that he stands for, there's, you know, people might mention things here and there. He's got the whole collective of what really is the truth. And you know it is, and that's why we're all here together.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's inspiring, and Shiva does. In fact, I was intimidated because he did seem to have this, you know, answer for kind of everything, because he has a systems view, and I didn't think I'd ever be able to attain that, right? It seems pretty hard to achieve this sort of breadth of comprehension. But we are getting it. This is the thing. If you study this science of systems and you hang around and you participate and you try to articulate it, you start to see things through a particular lens, which gives you that understanding. So thank you very much, Edward. And oh, Ryan, I guess you're going to take us out. If you, last word to you, tell us what role you play in the movement and you know, how you feel you're making a difference and maybe some of your accomplishments.
Sure. So I started out by helping collect some signatures in New Hampshire and transitioned to collecting signatures in Massachusetts. And more recently, I've been passing out a lot of cards and flyers. I mean, even during the process of trying to get him on the ballot, I would be in my triage room and I'd have a stack of cards there for patients to take when they're in the rooms, you know, things like that. Or like, I'm just constantly talking about him, whether it was like even this morning when I was out passing cards in between them at the laundromat, I'm hearing people getting into heated debates about what's going on. And I would chime in and completely just shock them. And I would hand them a card and be like, you need to watch this video. It's very eye opening. And they would say, you know, Trump needs to be in office. And I go, no, he doesn't. Well, Kamala stinks. And I'm like, you're right. She does stink. Absolutely. So I think it's kind of the shock and awe on a lot of people, too. It's like, wait a minute. You're right. No, they are both bad candidates. Because they want somebody to take the other side. And it's like, you're not taking the other side. You're for somebody completely independent. Somebody that is backed by moral values, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And the other thing for people listening, like Ryan's activism has just become just a normal part of his life, right? It's not some special, you know, task that he's going to go do. Oh, someone says, Lola had to leave. Yeah, it just becomes part of your life, and just take them with you, drop them here and there and get into conversations. You know, I think something's maybe flipped, because I'm finding more people are talking about Dr. Shiva and just in general about how they can make a difference, you know, not listening to these fake leaders. But, you know, let's wrap it up. I know it's pretty late out in the East Coast there, but what an amazing group of people from New England. So I want to thank all of our New England Warrior Scholars for sharing their stories and inspiring others today. And I want to thank you, everyone, for supporting Shiva for President. So we want to take the next steps. So first of all, they've mentioned it, go to Shatter the Swarm to find out how the few control the many. And then sign up for our free Get Off the Plantation course. That's kind of the next free education, touches a lot of, you know, areas of knowledge. We have 20 videos designed to raise your consciousness and help you break free from the systems that control you. And then become a warrior. Take the Warrior Scholar program and learn how to fight, right? We have to become a little bit tough. Think, fight, heal used to be one of our expressions. I think we still use it. But this is where you'll learn how to fight and advocate effectively to become a system scientist equipped to lead. And then every Thursday, twice Thursdays, join our town hall and invite people to come. We host a town hall and orientation at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Eastern. This is your chance to meet other great leaders and speak with, Dr. Shiva personally. Mm-hmm. So when we take questions, we like to meet new people, and, you know, we'll connect you with your local leaders so you can get mobilized like us. And get your, you know, country card in the States, get the write in Dr. Shiva for president card. If you're an international like me, we'll head over to a different place and get the Shatter the Swarm card. But that's what we do. So together, we're going to continue to build this movement from the ground up. Thank you again for being a part of this conversation, and let's keep fighting for a better future. Thanks, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not so obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people.
And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it, anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.